This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 44, for Tuesday, August 13th, 2013. Today I thought I'd expand on a little bit on something that I touched on yesterday when I was talking about my podcast setup and the downloads and stuff. I mentioned Tiny RSS, which is on my vehement Linode. And my use of that comes from the whole, you know, Google Reader apocalypse. And so the work that I was going to write this up as a blog post back close to the time where, even before the time that Google Reader actually shut down, just because I had been using it for about a month before then, because I had been looking for a solution, and I thought that might be useful for other people. And I would imagine that most people who haven't already found a solution to Google Reader probably just stopped doing RSS type reading. But I thought I'd still mention it because it was actually like a double thing, because I used Google Reader for both reading RSS feeds, and I'm a very heavy RSS feed reader, and also for my podcasts, managing my podcast subscriptions. So I was doubly stuck. I was losing both my reader and I was losing the place that I sync my podcast information. And not only do I like managing it with something like that, makes it very easy to put new subscriptions in. I'm one of those people that loves like pulling the information out of stuff like that. So for a long time, I've kept track. I've got a little script that runs automatically and had pulled out from the previous day what podcasts I'd listened to, so I had a big list of them. And now I don't really know why I do stuff like that, but, you know, I'm one of those people that does. And so I was stuck two different ways, with both podcasts and with RSS reader. With respect to the podcast, I had used Google Listen, which was Google's own podcasting app. It wasn't great, but it was pretty decent. But the main thing, what happened there is they abandoned it. Well, before, and everybody could tell they were abandoning it, but I had it, kept going. They even took it out of the store, but if you had it, obviously they you didn't get rid of it. But then when I switched phones from a Galaxy Nexus to a Nexus 4 and it pulls everything back into your phone automatically, but it didn't pull in Listen. So this was probably maybe a month and a half before the Google Reader. So I didn't even know about the Google Reader retirement, but I was still stuck. All my podcasts were in Google Reader, and I needed something that synced with it. And there are several. I would probably go on to say that most of the Android podcast apps synced with Google Reader at the time. So I looked around, and I ended up with one called Listen Up that was a semi-clone of Listen that somebody had made, and it wasn't bad. It was a little finicky. It had some idiosyncrasies. But it was workable, and then my little scripts and everything still ran. And then, of course, you know, we find out about Google Reader really officially shutting down. So I ended up, I didn't really know what I was going to do for a little while. It actually took me longer to decide on the podcasting thing than the RSS reader, because the guy who did Listen Up originally, he had only sold like 50 or 60 copies, something like that. And he was considering just not doing anything and just kind of shutting the whole thing down, because he didn't really want to go do the work to hook up to another back end. Then Feedly announced that they were pretty much cloning I think it was Feedly who announced it first. Announced they were pretty much going to clone the reader API, which was unofficial already, but well enough used that there were unofficial documents for it. And that's actually what I used with that script. And so I believe the Listen Up guy, after I had already abandoned it, ended up deciding to switch over to Feedly. And I used, gosh, I can't remember the name of it now, it was a German name, for a couple months, that hooked up to a service called GPodder, which is pretty cool. It's a kind of an open source. In fact, I think the software is a FreeGPL, or at least regular GPL. I'm not sure which. That kind of did the same thing, that gave you information. They actually had an API, and they had a website you'd go and review your stuff. And it was pretty interesting because they attempted to do like syncing between multiple devices and all sorts of stuff like that. But it was a little, the app I used was a little kludgy. The website was slow at best. So I haven't even gotten all the information out of it yet for, the time that I did use it. I mean, I still have an account and everything, but sometimes it would just time out. My script just hang forever. So I've still got to get that information out. So with not too much time left, I kept looking around, and I realized that Feedly had I think they released their switch over to the their own API and backend a couple weeks before Google Reader shut down, and several podcasting apps had announced support for that. And so with just a couple weeks to go, I actually switched to that app. I switched to BeyondPod afterwards. Right afterwards, I was still using the GParter related app for a while. But when Feedly also announced that they had a web only version of their site, which I liked because I didn't like the whole plugin thing for extension required for me to just read an RSS feed. But when they announced that, when I saw how many of the podcasting apps we're switching over to support that, and I realized I can get in there and monkey with my subscriptions pretty easily because I don't need the extension anymore, I went ahead and bit the bullet and bought BeyondPod, which I had looked at before during the a week trial period on it. And I actually really do like BeyondPod. It just took me a little getting used to the way it manages feeds, and like the various options for feeds is a little bit different. But I like the ability to be able to automatically download certain podcasts and not other ones. There are certain things that I kind of follow, but I don't listen to either. They have a lot of, it might be a feed that has a lot of varying shows in it, and I only want part of them, or a feed that just, has a zillion things, and I'm just kind of picking through and looking what I want. And I don't like those feeds automatically downloading. But on the other hand, the things that I listen to, without fail, Evil Genius Chronicles, Cory Doctorow's podcast, things like that, the fact that it automatically downloads those for me in the middle of the night is pretty slick. So now that I think I've been using it 2 or 3 weeks now, and I'm pretty happy with it. And then, like I said, for the RSS reader, I had looked at Feedly originally, and if I had known they were going to switch to the web only thing, I might have stuck with them a little longer. But went and reviewed a couple of, I think the H had a good review of several of the options, and they mentioned Tiny RSS, and it is a self-hosted, well, it can be self-hosted, but I don't mind, hosting my own thing. So I threw it up on Kenzo.com server, and it works pretty darn well, and it's similar enough. It's not perfectly the same. A couple of the keyboard shortcuts are just different enough that I occasionally, not so much anymore, I've been using it since the beginning of June. But especially at first, I would occasionally do wrong things and lose a post or something. Not lose a post, but mark a post red that I didn't mean to, things like that. But I've gotten, my fingers have retrained themselves to the tiny RSS keyboard shortcuts now. They even have plugins that kind of sort that do a little tweaks that make it more similar to Google Reader, but I'd almost rather teach myself a whole new set of shortcuts than have shortcuts that are like 90% the same, but then that little 10% would never learn, because it was, I was basically never retraining myself. So I went ahead and turned that off after a little while. I just learned the shortcuts as they are. It's not too bad. So that's where I am now. I use Tiny RSS every day. I really enjoy it. I like, and obviously I can get information out of it if I want. In fact, I could have, I suppose. I guess there's no podcasting app that supports it. I'd have to roll my own podcasting app. Nah, not saying I couldn't do it, but that would be way more trouble than it's worth when there are plenty of them out there. It was a couple, it was probably 6 weeks that I was kind of flailing about looking for what I was going to do after Google Reader went down. But I'm running my own RSS reader app. In fact, Charlotte My wife actually has an account there as well. It's a multi-user app, so we can both use it. And oh, and it does have a pretty good Android app, which I like. So I can still read it on the go like I could before with a Google Reader. So that is what I have done to solve the Google Reader apocalypse. And I'll put links to a couple of those things in the show notes. So that'll do it for today. So Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. It's hosted at Kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And right now this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And we are Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 licensed. So attribute it and share it under the same license and do it with it what you will. So thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. See ya.